Video cameras worn on the body are quickly becoming standard issue for American police, especially at departments which are in the process of reform. That's the case in New Orleans, where the troubled police department is now requiring almost all of its officers to wear the cameras. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports, cameras themselves don't guarantee police transparency.
The New Orleans Police Department has a dark history of corruption, racism, and brutality. The low point may have been the Danziger Bridge episode after Hurricane Katrina, when police shot unarmed people, then covered up the crime. These days, the department is trying to rebuild the public's trust, which is where the body cameras come in.
I just flip this little button here, turn it on. Once I double tap, you hear the little beep. Oh, it's ready to go.
Officer Johnny Brumfeld has just responded to a call in the French Quarter. His camera is mounted on his chest, and he's supposed to record almost all his interactions with the public.
Whenever there's a call for service, right before I engage in contact with the party that calls or any self-initiated contact, right now, it's recording.
And the department brass want the public to know about those cameras.
It's just a win-win.
Ronald Serpas is New Orleans superintendent of police. He's trying to convince a federal court that the department has changed, that it's reformed enough to get out from under a federal consent decree. The cameras are one way of demonstrating the department's spirit of transparency.
A body-worn camera can help us have that unvarnished recreation of what happened. It'll give supervisors an opportunity to say something along the lines of, you know, Mrs. Smith, our officers did not treat your son poorly, and we actually have evidence to that now. Or, you're right, we did not do a good job.
But what happens if an officer stops recording, say, right before Mrs. Smith's son gets roughed up? The chief says that kind of selective recording will not be tolerated.
Clearly, if an officer was to interrupt that by their choice, and they didn't do it any other day that week, they haven't done it any other day that month, it's going to raise a lot of suspicion.
The department's new body camera rules do not spell out the penalty for failing to record, though the chief says a cop can be fired for being untruthful. But in the long run, the bigger problem may be the question of access. Once the videos are made, who gets to see them?
Hey, Lieutenant, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
That's what Ursula Price is about to find out. She works for the Independent Police Monitor. It's the office that investigates potential cases of misconduct. Right now, she's on the phone with the department asking for video of an arrest in which the suspect was bitten repeatedly by a police dog. It's the first time Price has ever asked for a body camera video, and she has high hopes.
I wanted to ask if the dog bite Friday night had any body camera footage. Yeah. Do we know why?
The officer tells her he doesn't know why there's no video. Later, he tells Price that there is video after all, but then it takes 2.5 weeks for her to see it. And that's only after she tells the department about the inquiries from NPR. The department counters by saying it offered Price the video within 3 working days. But she says the whole system for finding out what videos the police have is clunky. And she still hasn't found out how many cameras were rolling at the dog bite incident.
I'm waiting to get confirmation that that one video is the only video available because there should be, if I understand the policy well, more video available. So I'm waiting to hear back about that.
The department tells NPR that at least 2 of the officers there were detectives and they don't wear cameras. Susan Hudson runs the Independent Police Monitor's office. She says she hopes the police will get better at disclosing what videos they have, not just to her, but to the general public.
There has been some problem dealing with NOPD and getting access to things that are public records and people having to sue and judgments against the department and fines and fees and such for not following the public records rules. So that hopefully will get better going forward.
Chief Serpas says he'll add whatever staff is needed to handle public requests for the videos. And these tensions are coming soon to a police department near you. Professor Sam Walker is an expert on police accountability who talks to chiefs all the time.
I've really been struck by the extent to which people just assume this is the coming thing. Just, you know, deal with it.
Cameras are especially appealing to troubled police departments that are under federal scrutiny. Oakland and Los Angeles have tried the cameras. Seattle is planning to. Video lets a department signal its devotion to transparency. But for that to mean something, it can't look like the videos are just there for the benefit of the police. For instance, New Orleans has decided to let officers watch their own videos before writing reports. Walker says that is not a good idea.
One one of the problems we've had historically is officers give accounts of incidents that are not factually correct, and they're often covering up their actions. I think the officers should do their reports, and then the recording should be available to supervisors.
If an officer is planning to lie, video is a pretty good guide to what kind of lie he can get away with. And that could feed into a public perception that access to the videos is a police privilege. But so far in New Orleans, most people haven't even noticed the cameras. Lieutenant Travis St. Pierre is walking down Royal Street, demonstrating the new technology to random citizens.
Lieutenant St. Pierre with the police department. How are you today?
Marcus.
You're being recorded right now by one of our cameras that we issued.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Just want to talk to you, see how you're doing today.
Oh, you can't blame the guy for being a little freaked out. St. Pierre's camera fits over his ear, and the effect is sort of Robocop-y. He trains other cops on the cameras, and he says they've told him that the body cameras are changing behavior now on the part of the public.
They always have this one individual that they would go on calls of service for that likes to be disruptive, curse the police, fight with the police, and when they got out and turned the camera on and informed her she was being recorded, and she immediately said, oh, okay, and it was not a problem at all.
It'll be interesting to see who ends up changing their behavior more in New Orleans, the police or the people their cameras are pointing at. Martin Costi, NPR News.